The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday spent the first day of budget markup primarily passing the non-controversial changes and determining which need more examination. One department drawing scrutiny is the Department of Health and Social Services, and specifically, its commitment to fully fund intellectual and developmental disabilities support professionals as required by the McNesby Act. The changes in funding only provide around $12 million in new funds for direct support professionals. State Senator Laura Sturgeon says that's not enough.
The $11.8 million for the direct support professionals does not actually bring them up to 85.2% of the benchmark of the 2019 rate study. So I have some concerns around that.
Sturgeon points to a 2019 rate study, which examines how much funding the state would need to provide to fund contractors based on the McNesby Act. It found the state would need an additional $40 million to meet that benchmark, and around $17 million to meet just 80% of that. The committee placed that section on hold. It also avoided voting on Department of Education funding. State Senator Elizabeth Lockman is seeking more money to meet Reading Consortium recommendations. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.